This is WKSU News. I'm Mark Earhart. The Cleveland Cavaliers start their season tonight on the road against the Toronto Raptors. Cavs star LeBron James may be gone, but another star, originally from Northeast Ohio, is committed to staying with the Cavs long term. I talked with our sports commentator, Terry Pluto, about Larry Nance Jr. signing a new 4-year deal with the team just this week. So, Terry, Larry Nance Jr. inked a big contract extension, 4 years, nearly $45 million.
He did, and I think on the eve of the season, you know, the Cavs wanted to get this done. Now, Larry was under contract for all of the upcoming season. Mm-hmm. Kobe Altman, who's the general manager of the Cavaliers, was already thinking down the line, if LeBron James leaves, he calls these guys core guys or culture guys, people that want to play in Cleveland, people that would want to play here even if LeBron is gone. You know, Larry Nance Jr., his father's number 22, is up in the rafters. He went 2 games to watch his dad play on the same court he's playing now, wearing number 22, Revere High School in Bath. So this is who you want on your team as you're rebuilding after LeBron.
Yeah, Cavs guy through and through.
But, you know, there's always money and these kind of things. And the NBA has all these arcane rules, and one of them was when you're heading into your last year, your contract, your deal has to be done like the day before the season opens to do a contract extension. So they had until 6 p.m. Tuesday to get this contract done. And what made this a little bit different is Mark Bartlestein's a longtime agent. And Larry Nance Jr. And his family, who still live in Bath, said, hey, let's make a deal to stay here. But if you're an agent, you can't just make the quote-unquote hometown discount, give it away, because then other agents will use that against you. You know, you sold your guy short. And as the agent, Mark Bartlestein, told me the other day, he said, it's more fun when you're on the open market, because I know the Pistons are offering this much and this team is offering that much. But right now, he goes, we're negotiating in a vacuum, so we had to figure out where we wanted to be with that.
Yeah. So how do you think Larry feels right now?
Well, he said, you know, this is his dream team. He told his agent, this is where I play. This is my dream. I grew up wanting to play for the Cavaliers. Now, I first wrote about Larry Nance Jr. when he was a junior at Revere High School. At that point, nobody knew he was any good. And more importantly, the year before, as a sophomore, he was on the JV team at Revere, and he was not very good. And they couldn't figure out, the Nance family, what was with him. He didn't have much energy or whatever. And almost like a year of different health tests, they finally discovered he had Crohn's disease. And so when they did all the tests and began to treat that, suddenly he got energy. He actually got a growth spurt. And the other thing is the Nance family, and they have a younger son named Pete, who's now going to Northwestern. The Nance family hate all the elaborate AAU, travel the world kind of stuff. They think it spoils kids. It's not what they want. In the same way their kids went to Revere High School. They didn't go to some basketball power. While Pete Nance was well known and got recruited a lot, part of it is because everybody missed on Larry Nance Jr.
Yeah, except for Wyoming, of
Here's
all
the thing. I'm seen as a junior. Then I went and wrote a story about him as a senior. So I wrote 2 stories in the Plain Dealer about him, and he was written up some elsewhere, but I wrote big ones. And it took a little while for him to get going. But by Larry's senior year, he leads them to the NCAA tournament. And I remember the Lakers took him in the first round. Byron Scott, who had coached here for a while in Cleveland, was the head coach there, fell in love with him. They took him late in the first round. Everybody said it's a terrible pick, all this stuff. Well, he ended up being a really good role player, which late in the first round the NBA is a good thing to get. And then the Cavaliers began trying to, they thought he would play good, be good with LeBron, and so they were trying to trade for him, and they finally did. I think having Nance signed up just adds a little more flavor to, well, let's see how the Cavaliers are this year.
Yeah, without LeBron, yeah.
Yeah.
So, prediction time.
I got him at 36 wins and right on kind of the edge of the playoffs, but
36 wins in the East, that might do it.
Yeah,
that might
be 36-46. You might get in there. Now, I know this. Dan Gilbert, Kobe Altman, the GM, and Tyronn Lue, the coach, would love to make the playoffs without LeBron just to kind of prove a point that it wasn't all LeBron. I would say good luck with that. That's going to be really hard because a lot of times it was all LeBron. But I am, as a basketball junkie, just kind of curious to see how this plays out.
Yeah, me too. Thanks, Terry.
You're welcome, Mark.
That's WKSU commentator Terry Pluto, who joins us Wednesdays to talk sports. I'm Mark Earhart, 89.7 WKSU.